Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're speaking with Jimmy G. Graham, founder of Mind Power Presentations, where he demonstrates and reveals how visualization can improve your health, increase your wealth, and boost your relationships and business profits. And who doesn't want that? And Mr. Graham, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Good morning, Eric. Great to be here.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. And thanks for your time as well. So talk to us about visualization. How does visualization actually work?
Well, that's a pretty deep rabbit hole question to start off with, but we'll dive right into it. With visualization, you're using the power of imagination to actually form mental pictures. And really what is happening when you're doing that is you're actually forming synaptic connections within your brain, which is an actual physical thing that actually happens within your brain that links up thought patterns, which will start creating actions that you'll, you know, take action upon. The big thing is it's kind of like what you think you become. So that's really the premise of it.
And taking that even further, looking at it from a sales perspective, how can we use visualization in sales?
The best way to use visualization is to start with goal setting. We are visualizing all the time. We're always thinking, right? And then our mind is always creating mental pictures about what we're thinking about. Those are impacted by emotion. So most people, you know, 99% of the population is always, living on emotion, and they're forming mental pictures in their mind, and then they're operating from that fact. My book, Master Your Matrix, delves into how you can consciously start picturing and using the thought process to actually form mental pictures of what you do want as opposed to what you don't want. You know, the world we live in now, you can just look on social media, everybody is in reactive mode as opposed to sitting back and looking at things logically, and then, forming their own logical conclusions about what's going on as opposed to just reacting to it emotionally. When you start creating goals, you can start picturing those goals in your mind. Here's something that it's been written in so many books, from Think and Grow Rich to, The Science of Success, that when you start picturing goals in your mind, something intrinsic actually starts happening energetically, and you start attracting those opportunities into your life as well. And that's why it's so important to start becoming conscious about what you visualize as opposed to just going out there and just reacting to everything that happens in your life.
Now, looking at hypnosis, is hypnosis actually real?
Oh, definitely. I've made a living out of proving that it's real for the last 10 years.
And how about that? Today, we're joined by Jimmy G. Graham, founder of Mind Power Presentations, where he demonstrates and reveals how visualization can improve your health, also increase your wealth, and boost your relationships and business profits here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how does our beliefs create our reality?
Sure. Once again, we're all operating from thought, and thought creates beliefs, and the beliefs that we create, start directing us to take the actions that we take as well. And when you start putting that sequence together, that's where you go in life. For example, when I was working with people one-on-one, and these programs are available on my site, mindpowerprograms.com, working with smokers always believe, oh, it's too hard to quit. It's worse than heroin. You can't quit. And then once I start working with people and explain, well, if it's so addictive, why do you go to sleep every night and then sleep for 8 hours and you don't smoke? Right. And then as soon as they realize, well, oh yeah, okay, he's got a point. you can start reframing your thought programs and start creating new beliefs that, yes, obviously, you know, I'm not addicted to cigarettes because I can go to bed every night and sleep for 8 hours and I don't crave a cigarette, right? It's only when I'm awake and it's only when I smoke that I crave a cigarette. Same thing with weight loss, and especially same thing with goals. So many people, you know, whether they're entrepreneurs or whether they're not, have kind of a mindset, especially around money, that, you know, those beliefs, money doesn't grow on trees, we can't afford it. All those beliefs start forming the opinion that it just can't be done. And once you believe that it can't be done, then it won't be done because you won't take action on it. What my book, Master Your Matrix, explains and actually shows, because there's instructions and actual exercises after each chapter, is how you can start flipping those beliefs around by doing these exercises. And once you open up your conscious mind to just go, let me just give this a shot, amazing things will start to happen in your life.
Interesting points made there. Thanks for your input. Now, here's a question for you. Can we really master our matrix?
Well, we can. There's a saying, and I don't know where or who said it or who or where it came from, but this is so true. We can't control what others do. We can only control how we react to it. And that, I believe, is really the concept behind Master Your Matrix. Once you can control and get a handle on and look logically about what is happening in your life and reframing your beliefs around that, regardless of, you know, maybe you got laid off from a job, or a family member has passed away, or, you know, your husband or your wife broke up with you or left you, you know, all these things that happen in life. We're all in the people business. There's no getting out of that. And we can't control what other people do, but we can control how we master our own emotions and the way we look at what happens to us and our beliefs around these situations. That's how you master your matrix. And once you're conscious of this, everything changes, because now this is the control that each and every one of us has. And once you realize that and you learn how to control it and you learn how to, once again, transform. I never like to use the word change, because the subconscious mind resists change. But once we start learning that we can transform our beliefs and our thought patterns towards where we want to go, everything changes. It truly does. It truly does. My whole life is based on this book and these philosophies.
Well, Mr. Graham, certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today on the program. If listeners wanted to get access to your book or your company, Mind Power Presentations, where's the best place online to get further information?
Sure. You can find Master Your Matrix on Amazon. The best way to find that, if you're doing a Google search, is Master Your Matrix book. And that link will come up, and they can order the book either in the digital form or paperback. I've got just a wealth of programs on mindpowerprograms.com, everything from weight loss to stop smoking, helping people sleep better. And these programs are just amazing. I mean, I love getting the feedback. One, for instance, weight loss, I got an email from a lady that said, I have talked myself out of exercising every single day of my life, and 3 days after using your Mind Power program for weight loss, she was getting up every morning and just going out for a power walk. She didn't even know why. She just wanted to do it. She said, I don't know what's changed or what's happened, but, you know, this is where I am. And she lost weight. Those programs, just to delve into that just for a second, all you simply do is you play them at night while you sleep. That's how easy these programs are to use, because what's happening is that you're shutting off your conscious mind, which is rationalizing, well, you know, I can't lose weight, I can't stop smoking, I can't make more money. And your subconscious mind is wide open to transformation of thought. And amazing things, once again, do happen once you use these programs while you're in the sleep state. And the final part of the puzzle is mindpowerpresentations.com. That's where people can contact me to actually do live presentations. I do keynotes. I do hypnosis demonstrations and demonstrating the power of the mind through hypnosis demonstrations, as well as workshops. And most of that work comes from corporate clients who bring me in for their sales teams to really transform their mindset from a failure mindset into a success mindset. So that's mindpowerpresentations.com for that.
And that certainly works. And again, Mr. Graham, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on EPN. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Eric. Enjoy your day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Jimmy G. Graham, founder of Mind Power Presentations, where he demonstrates and reveals how visualization can improve your health, increase your wealth, and boost your relationships and business profits. And for further details, visit mindpowerpresentations.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.